This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Billy Graham once said his heart aches for America because of the number of children lost to abortion and mourned America's spiritual and emotional insensitivity. He even pulled no punches, noting America's deceived people. Graham began his 100th year last November and died in his mountaintop South Carolina home Wednesday. Another pro-life hero, a groundbreaking black and woman and doctor who was a tireless defender of the unborn, will be commemorated in her hometown of Carthage, Texas. A local attorney noted her accomplishments in a 2010 obituary and has established a public monument and scholarships named after Dr. Mildred Fay Jefferson. She was a founder of the National Right to Life Committee. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, the election ordered by Ireland's bureaucrats will happen on the last Friday in May. The exact wording of the referendum to break Ireland's pro-life Amendment 8 is to be made public soon. And a Washington State mom got herself kicked out of visiting her son's high school after discussing her son's sex ed classes with outside organizers from Planned Parenthood. Jill Sawicki merely criticized the inadequate presentation of subject matter, but that was enough. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.